we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
We have made it to another Friday here in Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Bob Arthurs. I've had the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God. I've had the pastor of privileging. You know, you never know what this mouth is going to do. I've had the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God for 23 and a half years. Had the privilege of being here on the radio with you Monday through Friday for almost 3 years now, coming up. I think it'll be 3 years in October. And, you know, here we are already in the month of August. And good news, parents, I believe school starts here in just a matter of a few days. And I know that the kids are not nearly as excited about that as you are. But, you know, that'll be the new reality. And, you know, when I was taking kids to school all the time, it was kind of one of those mixed things. I was excited when they went back to school because that was going to be a new normal. And then when came time for school to get out, I was thankful for that because it seemed like I was making trips to some school or more than one school almost on a daily basis because of kids forgetting this or forgetting that. And so I want to encourage you to do something next week when you see those flashing school signs going. Don't just ignore those or get mad because that means you can't get someplace as fast as you're going. Our kids need prayer more now than they ever have. It is, you know, the school board passed a policy that causes our kids to be more vulnerable now than they've ever been. And so I pray that you would pray for our kids, that you would pray that a move of God that no school administrator could withstand would take place. And I pray that you would join me in praying for those people that passed their policies to maybe find a new line of work. Maybe they fit someplace better. So anyway, so much for my little rant there this morning. We are glad that you are here today. We're going to be talking about refreshing here on this Friday. And I want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, 759-3284. It happened again 2 weeks ago where the air conditioner was working fine. We had our men's breakfast 2 weeks ago tomorrow. And as I was going to get the mail, there were some other things that were going on. I was just taking care of things. And all of a sudden I had an ear to hear one of the air conditioners. I said, that unit doesn't sound right. And so I went up, did some investigating, and found out that, in fact, it wasn't working correctly. And I got on the phone and dialed 759-3284, called Bill Andriak. And he said, Pastor, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And he came over and got our unit up and running. And he was on his way within 45 minutes to an hour. I mean, he is phenomenal at what he does. If you are in the central part of Brevard County, give him a call if your AC is in need of some repair, 759-3284. We're going to go back to Isaiah 28 today. We do want to invite you out to our services this week. We're really excited. I believe that our children's minister and youth minister returned from Guatemala here in the next week or so. And we will be most thankful to have them back. And we will be having our back-to-school giveaway. A lot of people do backpacks. We do school shoes. And that's going to be coming up in September. And we'll be sharing more information with you as that approaches. But We like to do things that other people aren't doing. House of Hope was doing a big back to school giveaway. I think East Coast Christian Center did a back to school backpack giveaway. And so we like to do things that other people aren't doing. And school shoes seems to be something that is a blessing to those in our church. And so we'll be sharing more details. What we ask is that the kids, they come one Sunday, we measure them, we find out what size shoe that they want, and then we go and we buy the shoes that week, and then the next Sunday they come back and we give them the shoes. And normally we would do that in August before school starts, but our children's pastor said, could you wait until we can get back? We would really like to do this in a big way. And so we've postponed it for a few weeks until September. So if you can hold off on school shoes a little bit, we'll be glad to be a blessing to as many as we can here in the coming days. So do come and worship with us this week, if at all possible. I do want to say a praise report. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, I was exercising, I was swimming, and when I got done swimming, and I didn't get as many laps in as what I had hoped, but my shoulder, my surgically repaired shoulder, was hurting like crazy. It was very, very painful. And so I had people rub it. I had rested it, didn't move it. I stopped the swimming, and it was still just throbbing with pain. And so we got home, and I asked my wife, I said, would you pray for my shoulder? And she laid her food down. It really was a sacrificial prayer, because when she laid it down, the dog we were watching stole her food that she was eating. she prayed the prayer of faith. It was a powerful prayer, and when she got done praying, I didn't feel any different than I did before she prayed. And so we went and we laid down in bed, and all of a sudden I was just laying there and trying to go to sleep, and all of a sudden I felt a shift in the muscles of the shoulder. Hey, something moved. My shoulder still hurt, but I said, something moved. And I want you to know, the next morning I awoke, and that shoulder did not bother me at all, and hasn't bothered me since. And so we are a people who believe in the power of prayer, that God loves us and he wants to communicate with us. And we're thankful for signs and wonders, thankful for the inheritance of healing that belongs to the body of Christ. So if you care to join us Sunday morning, we would be most grateful to have you with us and be a partner with us in reaching this community with the love of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 28, verse number 11 says this: for with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was to them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and caught. Okay, so let me start dealing with this. And that, first of all, God knows the language that you speak. He really does. It doesn't matter what language is your native tongue. He knows how to communicate in that. He is the best translator. He was the one who created all of these multiple languages. When the languages were transformed from one language into a multitude of languages at the Tower of Babel, and God is a master in every one of those languages. And so God speaks to us in a language that we can understand. He desires, as we talked about on yesterday's program, by the way, I did get the right phone number yesterday. I told you I would mention Teresi's Auto Sales. I went, double-checked that. The number to reach them is 636-4910. And so you can give them a call if you need them. I told you I would bring that to you. So that is. And so let's get back to the word. God's desire is to teach us knowledge. And wouldn't it be smart of God that if he's wanting to communicate something for us or create an attitude in it, that he would speak the language that we understand? But when God has tried that over and over and over again, then he begins to speak a different language to us. It says here, for with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people. The actual term used here in this passage is glossolalia. It is something that refers to a couple of different things. One, it could be to a foreign language. Two, it is also representative of the gift of tongues that is manifest in the day of Pentecost. I want you to understand that on the day of Pentecost, the people from over a dozen different languages, they said, how is it that we hear them speaking the glories and the praises of God in our own native language? This was happening in Jerusalem. It was happening there. It was a sign and a wonder. It was designed to get their attention. Okay? Now, I tell people that there are a lot of different languages, and so you need to be a student of dialect, if you a linguistic master, especially when it comes to the people in your own family. You need to know what language they speak. When I first came to Merit Assembly of God, there were just a handful of people, and my goal was this: I wanted to reach unbelievers with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and so I preached from the New International Version of the Bible, and that was when there had not been all of these modern or modifications to it. And I mean, it had been a reliable translation for decades. And so I liked to preach that because it was easy for unbelievers to understand. And that's who I was trying to communicate with. There became so many different versions of the New International Version that I switched to the New King James Version because it was relatively modern as well, but it was very constant. It wasn't having a lot of editorial changes and things like that. It didn't have the these and the thous that would confuse unbelievers. And so that's what I switched to preach from. Now, the church that I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when I went to preach for them, that was a different congregation. It was an older congregation. It was people who had grown up their entire life. Every pastor they had ever had preached from the King James Version of the Bible. And so when I spoke to them, I preached from the King James Version. Was it because I preferred any version over? No, what I was trying to do was communicate God's message in the language that the people would understand. So for parents, let me just encourage you to be a linguistics student when it comes to communicating with your spouse. Just because it says I love you because you take your spouse out for dinner doesn't mean that that spouse thinks that that is communicating I love you, because for some that might mean, okay, great, now I've got to go get cleaned up, I've got to instead of relaxing, I've just got to put all of this effort to make sure that I have the proper appearance when I go out, and it may be laborious for them. That doesn't say I love you to them. That says, oh great, here's one more thing I've got to do. And so saying I love you to them might be helping to do the dishes or helping to do the laundry. Around our house, we have four people who are still living at home. All four of them have jobs. Praise the Lord. Our youngest daughter got hired here a couple of weeks ago at a job she just absolutely loves. And so we are very thankful for that, thankful for the favor of God and that God opened that door. And so but for my wife, it says, thank you, I love you, comes across when I help her with the responsibilities around the house, because she's helping with the financial responsibilities that keep our household afloat. That's just the reality of life. And so you need to find out if you have an older child, a middle child, and a younger child, it might be some combination thereof, or more extrapolated than that. I guarantee you that what speaks I love you to one child is not going to be the same as is necessary for another child. One form of correction might work for one child, and it might completely backfire with the other child. You need to have the goal of, how do I best communicate with these people? And God said here in Isaiah chapter 28, he said, if I cannot communicate in your native tongue in a manner that you will understand, then I will move supernaturally. I will cause a different language to be used, but I want you to know that I'm speaking to this group of people. Okay. Speaking in tongues is never about drawing attention to the speaker. Speaking in other tongues is the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit always points people to Jesus. I have a friend of mine. He was in a backslidden condition. He had been raised in church. Mother was a powerful believer, but he got involved in some elements of society that were not all that godly, and then he got engaged, and this mother of his started ministering to his wife, and the wife got saved, and she brought her husband back to faith, and he's just a phenomenal man of God. But he said they had invited some friends to church one day, and we're Pentecostal, and a lot of times, a lot of people think that Pentecostals are wanting to you know, cram things down your throat. That's really not the mindset of most of the believers that I know. And so here, in fact, this is the mindset of a lot of believers, and that is this. And this guy prayed this prayer that day. God, I pray that today, because I've got visitors that are coming, please don't let there be a message in tongues today, because I don't want to freak my guests out. I want them to feel comfortable in the house of God. And so there were a lot of visitors in church. They brought their visitors, and all of a sudden there was a lady who gave a message in tongues, and my friend, he at that point in time, he said, oh God, I so didn't want there to be a message in tongues today. And we believe that if there's a message in tongues, that there needs to be an interpretation, because interpretation brings understanding. And so where this brother was praying that there wouldn't be a message in tongues, now all of a sudden the Holy Spirit begins to stir him, and he ended up giving, for the first time in his life, ended up giving the interpretation of tongues. So we have church Sunday morning and Sunday night, and they did back in those days as well. And so on the way out the door that day, the pastor said, I'm going to need to talk to you, tonight before service. And so a lot of times whenever you hear something like that, it is, you know, not necessarily edifying. You think, oh great, I've done something wrong, and now I'm going. And so this brother, he spent all afternoon beating himself up, thinking, you know, I've really messed up, and you know, the pastor is going to chew me out and all of this sort of stuff. By the way, I want you to know, pastors, we're there for edifying the body, okay? And so I look for ways to compliment one another. And so when he showed up for the meeting before Sunday night service, he said, I want you to know we had a college professor here this morning. They were guests of another family in the church. And he came up to me after the service, and he began to ask about the lady that had given the message in tongues. And he said, you know, where did she learn that most beautiful, perfect dialect of ancient Hebrew? And the pastor went on to explain and said, look, that lady hadn't even been to college. she doesn't speak Hebrew. And he said, but she gave a beautiful, beautiful oration of ancient Hebrew this morning. He said, I have a PhD in linguistics, and that was ancient Hebrew that she was speaking, and it was flawless. And he said, and by the way, I need to ask about that young man that gave the interpretation this morning. And where did he go to school? Where did he learn ancient Hebrew? And he said, you don't understand. He didn't go to school to learn ancient Hebrew. He doesn't know ancient Hebrew. He just came back from Vietnam. And he said, but he gave the exact perfect interpretation of Isaiah 53. It was absolutely flawless. His translation matched perfectly with her utterance in ancient Hebrew. And you see, it was where we were thinking, or where he was thinking, that it would be an embarrassment for the gift of the Holy Spirit to be an operation of a church. It was actually God speaking to this man in a manner that he would understand. God still speaks to his people. I was in a meeting just a couple of weeks ago, and a person that was in there said, I went to a conference. Nobody knew really who I was or what I was doing there. And God ended up ministering to my two friends and I exactly the word that we needed to hear at that point in time in our life. It was spot on. And so I want to encourage you today, be a person that understands that God wants to speak to his people. Here's what happens. It says, he will speak to this people to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to refresh, and this is the refreshing. Do you realize how beautiful and refreshing it is? What rest it brings when the word from someone that you love arrives and it says it's going to be okay. I told you about my daughter, and she's graduated from college. She was really, really looking for jobs and not finding a whole lot of return phone calls coming her way. It's a lot different finding a job now than it was at one point in time. It's pretty much going online, and somehow you've got to stand out against all of the other applicants that are online. And so during the process, there were some people, one of whom was me, and we were speaking words of wisdom, words of life, words of encouragement, words of peace into my daughter's life. And God opened the door. Today, I want you to know, it is not a terrifying thing for God to speak to you. It is a refreshing. You're getting ready to go into the weekend. And I want to ask you this. How long has it been since you had an encouraging word from God? Because I want to remind you of this. God knows your name. He knows when you were born. He knows when you're appointed to cross the threshold into eternity. He knows the hairs on your head. He knows the thoughts and intents of your heart. He knows you in your innermost being. He knows you better than you know yourself. Wouldn't it be wonderful if God spoke to you? He really does want to speak to you and I. He wants us to understand his message. He wants us to understand his heart. No one has been more slandered in modern society than God has, where people accuse him of all of these horrific motives, of all of these judgmental mindsets, that he's just waiting. I mean, it brings him nothing, no more satisfaction in the world than to send somebody to hell. What a slanderous accusation against God. God didn't send his son to die on the cross so that you would have to go to hell. He sent him there so that you would be prevented from going to hell. And so I want to encourage you today, fall in love with the voice of the Lord. It will be refreshing. It will bring you rest and restore you. It will strengthen you if you will hear. It goes on in verse 12, and it said, yet they would not hear. It does not say that they could not hear. It said that they refused to hear. You know, I respond differently to people who cannot hear me than I do to people who will not hear me. People who cannot hear me, I increase my voice, or I increase my proximity to them. I move closer to them. I look for amplification. I do whatever is necessary, raise my voice level. People who cannot hear, I can help. People who refuse to hear, you know, a lot of, there's a picture, and I believe it is in the book of Acts, when Stephen is talking about seeing Jesus at the right hand of God, that it said that the people covered their ears, they raised their voices, and they rushed at him because they would not hear what Stephen had to say to them. It says here that the word of the Lord was to them, and precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, and it said that they might go and fall backward and be broken, ensnared and caught. Listening to God, it will cause us to break through into new dimensions of growth. If we ever get to that place where we plateau, where we say, God, I'm comfortable, and I don't really need to hear anything else, I'm telling you, there's a snare that is awaiting for us. You and I, we need to hear his voice. We're going to have a great time at church this Sunday morning. We're going to be proclaiming the word of the Lord. And if you need God to speak into your life, I pray that you would come. And there's a man in our church, he testifies. He said, you know, there was a time I was getting ready. I had a question. I was wanting to make an appointment with Pastor Bob, and I was going to come and talk to him about this matter. And we came to church, and he didn't know anything at all about it, but Pastor Bob spoke directly to the situation, and God gave me the wisdom that I needed. I don't have all of the answers, but God does, and I know he wants to talk to me, and he wants to talk to you. Have a great weekend. If you can, come check us out. If not, we will see you here Monday, right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. Everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one thing. Save me from those things that might distract me. Please take them away and purify my heart. I don't want to lose the eternal for the things that are passing.
'Cause what will I have when the world is gone if it isn't for the love that goes on and on with my world?